Blog Talk Radio.
Talk and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for me, I am doing fine. And again, I hope that you are also doing fine too. Today's show is actually off of the topic of a conversation that I had with somebody about a week ago. And that conversation was about something called style. That conversation was about something called fashion. And that conversation actually was, to me, very interesting, because the young person that I was talking to, or the person that I was talking to, was trying to explain to me that a particular thing wasn't their style, you know, that wasn't the thing that they were into, etc., etc. So, you know, I pointed out to this person, I said, well, you know, style is a point of opinion, and very few people actually have a style. Everybody's looking for individuality, yet there are very few individuals in the world. Most people are clones of someone else, someone else's style, someone else's pattern, someone else's thing of or way of looking at things. So the mindset is that a lot of people today feel as though they have a particular style. My argument, Blog Talk, and my argument with anybody that's listening today is that I'm more apt to bet you that you don't have a style, that you're merely a carbon copy of somebody else, and that your mindset or belief of style is actually not real. It's actually something conjured up. There's too many people looking for individuality, yet they're being like everyone else. That's where we get clicks from. That's where we get the term metrosexual from. That's where we get all of these different ways of being, because each person is looking for individuality. However, in order for you to be accepted, you must kind of fit into a particular type of way of doing things or a certain type of style. So in most people's goals to find individuality, what they truly do is they pigeon-toe themselves into a particular mindset or into a particular way of dress that is actually indicative of every single person that they hang out with. Every single person that they run with, every single person that they call their friends or associates or people that they feel are their peers or people that they hang out with. And if you really look at it, there's really no individuality in their search for individuality, because their search for individuality is basically bringing them to the point of they all look alike. I mean, right now, you know, here in 2012, you know, we have most men that seem to dress more like they want to be women. They want to show their feminine side. And I know a bunch of you are going to say, no, it's not a feminine side. No, it's not what we're doing. But yes, it is. Okay, you're starting to dress like Europeans. European men, especially some of the younger men, have a very feminine way about them. Now, I'm not questioning their sexuality or any of that stuff. I'm just saying that their mannerisms, their way of dress, and their way of conducting themselves is more indicative with that of the female persuasion. So, for some of us that don't quite see being manly as acting the way that they act, we consider that to be more feminine. Now, you can slice that up any way you want, but the truth is what the truth is, and what it believes is reality, or what it appears to be is reality to most, is actually what it is to, again, a large majority of the people around you. You know, I was, and again, this isn't about anybody's sexuality. We're not really talking about sexuality. What we're talking about is the constant effort of people that are younger and older to fit into a particular group, to fit into a particular class, to basically portray themselves to be something that they may not be, in the sense of them looking for their own. They're looking for their own individuality, them looking to belong to a particular peer group or a particular, you know, time frame or whatever it is that you want to talk about or however you want to look at it. Again, like I said before, we are not downing any particular group of men or women in the way that they dress. But what I'd really like to bring out in today's show is that you are you. The fact that you were born makes you an individual. The fact that you live and breathe made you an individual. You know, when we go back to the mindset that if we have totally identical twins born in the same place, raised by the same parents, going to the same school, having the same teachers, being around the same friends, families, and associates, that each one of those children is totally different. Be it, you know, even though they're twins, even if they're twins. So if they were born in the same womb at the same time, gestated at the same time, basically created at the same time, and grew up not only in their mother's wombs together from birth, and I'm talking identical twins, or maybe not identical twins, but twins altogether, that each one of those children are totally unique, totally different. So you're already an individual. You already have a particular style or a particular way of doing things. However, the manufactured mindset of a particular style or a particular way of fashion is really not yours. It's basically you're given a list. The list goes from A to Z. 9 times out of 10, the average individual is allowed to, or not allowed to, but let's say mentally steered to, pick a particular way of fashion. And I mean, it even goes as far as television shows. If you ever look at some of the more popular people that are on TV or that are popular at the time at a certain age group, if you look at them, other shows, once that first successful show or that one particular successful show kicks off, if you really look at it, all of the other shows, or several of, not all, but several of the other shows that come off of that, usually those people in the new shows actually kind of look like some of the people in the shows that were original hits. Some of the facial expressions are the same. Some of the head shapes are the same. The style of wearing clothes are the same. You know, I mean, if you look at even something as simple as cooking shows, you look at Rachel Ray, and then you look at some of the other people that are popular, and some of them look like Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray's face was one that was accepted. It was one that was, you know, basically cataloged as being okay or appropriate. And then what did the networkers do? The networkers are not stupid people. They go with what works. They go with what sells. And from their statistics and their numbers and all of those other things, they can see what the American public or the international public or the world at hand is buying. And then what do? They then take that information and they run with it. They use it to the best of their ability, which is not stupid. It is smart. If you've already got a proven product, you've already got a proven service, you've already got a proven thing that people are buying, why buck it? Why not find somebody that's going to give you, hopefully, that same stimulus, you know, maybe in a slightly different genre or within a same age bracket or what have you? Why is that? Because that has already proven to be correct. You know, I hate to say this about people, but for the most part, you know, a lot of people are sheep. You know, they listen to a particular radio station. If you ask them why, they'll say because it makes them laugh or they like the music. But why do you like the music? And have you ever jaundered out or wandered outside of that particular set of music, that particular set of patterns that you're accustomed to? Are you willing to experience new things? Are you willing to grow, to develop, and to learn other things and learn how to deal with other things and work with other things? Most people are not. Again, it's said that the average person will live and die within 100 to 150 miles of the place that they were born. And for the most case, that seems to be correct. You know, even though the world has gotten a lot bigger, it also seems as if it hasn't grown at all. It also seems as if none of us have made any steps forward. You know, if you ask the average person today in 2012, where do they see the world going in the next 20 years. Most of them are going to say doom and gloom. But if you ask that same group of people, do they think that their children will have a better and a more fulfilling life than they do, they'll say yes. So let's go back. If you believe and perceive that the world is going to be a bleaker place in the next 20 years, then how could you possibly believe that your own children and your children's children 20 years from now are going to have more opportunity, more advantage, and more to look forward to than you did at their same age, but yet you believe that the world is going to be bleaker in 20 years than it is now? Most of us do not listen to what we are saying. Most of us are not really paying attention. We're living, but we're not really living. A lot of us are existing. And this fashion thing, this style thing, is another part of that psychosis. It's another part of that sickness. It's another part of that craziness that's going through most people's minds. Perfect example. I was talking again to a young man. This is what I started the story off with. And I was talking to him, and I was telling him, because he was telling me that he had a particular style and something wasn't his style. Well, I looked at what he was wearing, and just so happened we were driving through an area of pretty much a city, of the city. And as we're driving through that area of the city, I saw two other gentlemen. Now, the two other gentlemen weren't wearing the exact same thing as this young man, but they were wearing things that were similar. They had on a large, oversized, large plaid shirt. They had on jeans. One guy, I believe, had on black jeans. Another guy had on blue jeans. The guy that had on the black jeans had on a black and white plaid shirt. The gentleman that had on the blue jeans, I believe his was like a red with black in it. Okay, both gentlemen had on a hat, same type of hat, maybe not the same particular make, but the same type and style of hat. Both of these gentlemen also had little backpacks on their back, and I don't think that they were in school. But anyway, both gentlemen were walking, and both gentlemen also had on like boots, like not, they weren't Timberlands, but a Timberland type of a boot, you know, like a walking boot that you see a lot of people with today. Now, I didn't really get to see the front of them because I only saw a glimpse of them from the side, and then the, a little bit of a glimpse from the side, slight of the front, and then the back. But except for the color and about the, no, their size was even about the same. But except for the color, these two young men, if I was to ask them what was their style, not a style that they had adopted amongst the many styles that there are, if I'd have asked those individual guys what was their style, they both would have told me that what they were wearing was their style. When in truth, it is neither one of their styles. It's something that they have accepted or adopted in their life as the way that they want to dress, but it is not their style. You know, when the manufacturer made those jeans, that shirt, those shoes, the backpack, and the hat, he didn't make one. He made hundreds. He made thousands. And what's happened? Hundreds and thousands of kids are doing what? They're buying the stuff, and then because it fits them to a particular mindset or lifestyle or a lifestyle approach that these guys or gals would like to emulate, they then perceive that because it's of that time and it's popular, that that's their style. When in truth, they have no style. When in truth, they have no individuality when it comes to the way that they dress. They dress like all the other clones in their grouping. They dress like all the other kids in their age group that actually wear those types of clothes. And it's just amazing. And that mindset just continues to be a very popular mindset amongst people. And it's not just youth that I'm talking about. It's older people. You know, you look at some people, there's stereotypes about people that go, past the Ray Paul Pont. Well, there's a certain mindset to how people that talk like that dress, how they act, how they conduct themselves, all of that thing. All of those things, so that a particular style. If you're an educated person, depending on the type of industry that you work in, there's a certain type of style. There's a certain type of approach or manner or way that you do things, which is considered to be acceptable or not acceptable. It's considered to be within the tolerances and outside of the tolerances. However, those tolerances are made up by people, so that's not really a style. That's a lifestyle, in a sense, and a way of approaching things, but you have people that are judging, correcting, and changing at all times. I was watching a show on television not too long ago. And on the show, you know, there was a young man that wanted to be popular. So what he did was he paid this young lady, well, he didn't really pay her. He gave her $1,500, basically, to go out with him for 2 weeks. And a few other particular TV shows have done the same thing and movies have done the same thing. But the mindset for this young man, which was pretty smart, was that if he could get a girl that was considered very popular to basically play like she was his girlfriend for 2 weeks to a month, and he was to play up to that, then his popularity would improve. Now, of course, this young man was an intelligent young man. He just wasn't hip. He just wasn't cool. He just wasn't with it. He just didn't know what to say, when to say it, and he didn't dress appropriately. Well, basically, as the young lady, who was not she seemed to be a very shallow person, but wasn't a very shallow person in reality, but as she got to know him, she got to see the qualities that he brought to it. She got to understand that he was articulate. She got to understand that he could be athletic. She got to understand that he was smart, intelligent, capable, willing, and that he was going someplace, and that he was not a puppet of society, but and eventually he would be one of the creators of society. Why? Because he was an independent thinker that thought on his own. He just wasn't considered what we would call popular in school. He was just not considered one of the cool kids. Now, I'm kind of going further into the definition of what she realized than she did at the moment, but basically she started to like dude. And how he gave her the $1,500 where she had wrecked her mother's car. Her mother was going to be back in a couple of days. She didn't have the $1,500 to pay for it. The kid did. He happened to work at an auto body shop. He ended up making the deal with her because she walked in and was getting frustrated because the actual auto body repairman said that it was going to take 2 to 3 weeks and it was going to be about $3,000 to fix her mother's car. And he stepped in, saw that as an opportunity, jumped in, volunteered to give up the money if she would go out with him. Again, no strings attached, just go out, platonic, other than that. And from this relationship, like I said, the young lady started to like him. Well, what did she do? She helped him with his way of style. She helped him to understand what was required for a young man to be popular back then. And she restyled him. She redeveloped the outside. But what ended up winning for him in the end was that she redeveloped the outside. And then what happened was more people were more apt to now accept the inside. So he did some things that if he'd have done them in his other persona, when he wasn't cool, he would have been considered a goofy nerd. But once he became accepted by the group, once he became, you know, one of the icons that all the girls wanted and all the guys wanted to be like, people started taking the same information that he was giving out as a nerd, and it started to become the fashion. It started to become the trend. Like he took a dance that was some goofy African dance, and he did it at a dance. Now, if he'd have done that at a nerd, he would have been laughed at and thrown off of the dance floor. But because he did it as a cool dude, you know, because his style was now accepted, he was taken in with all arms, and he was, you know, somebody that everyone looked up to. So it's interesting when you talk about the mindset of style, when you talk about the mindset of individuals and independent thinking and things along that nature. Because the more that you get into it, the more that you examine it, the more that you look at it for what it's worth, you realize that in one mindset it really doesn't exist, that we are all kind of programmed to believe that certain things are acceptable and certain things aren't. Now, mind you, no matter where you go, there are certain standards that are required, and there are certain things that should never be tolerated. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that most of you people out there that believe you have a style, you are styleless. You are merely the puppets of the fashion divas of the world, or the fashion and controlling bodies of the world that have decided that plaids are going to be in this year, that pink is going to be the color of a particular type of car. I mean, think about it. You know, you said, I love this color. Did you really love this color? Or is it, let's say you buy a car. did you really love that color? Of the choices of color for that car that were available to you, that's the color that you could live with or liked the most of what was offered. Because if you really didn't like the color of that car, you could have gotten it painted. It just would have cost you a few thousand dollars more for you to get the dealer to send you that car painted a certain way. You know, are you really, you know, Mercedes-Benz type of material, or are you driving the cheapest Mercedes-Benz that you could possibly drive? You know, and because you want to have the style or the credibility or the approval of your peers because you are driving a Mercedes, even if it is the least expensive Mercedes or Jaguar or any other car, that's what it is. You know, I was talking to somebody once, and they were talking about that they drive a 300 Chrysler, and that 300 Chrysler looks like a Rolls Royce. Well, there are some similarities. However, it is still a 300 Chrysler. It is not a Rolls Royce. You know, a Rolls Royce takes months to build. That Chrysler took probably a day or two, you know, maybe a day to actually put together, if that, because it was on an assembly line, where a Rolls-Royce is made individually by hand. It is assembled. The parts may be manufactured, but it is individually put together. So there's two different things. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am not saying don't be yourself. I am not saying don't look for better. But most of us need to actually be ourselves, because we're not. Most of us need to actually look for better and make better come in our life and not accept the residue that other people are willing to share with us if we're willing to do more for them than they're willing to do for us. You know, we need to become individuals and stop becoming clones of somebody else. We need to start thinking with our own mind and stop letting other people lead us down a path that they feel is acceptable or within our means of doing. We need to step outside of the box and do the things that we know that we can do and live the lives that we know that we can live, by doing the things that we know that we can do and by putting forth our best foot ever, understanding that, again, success isn't a straight line. It's a series of stepping back, going in circles, going left, going right, but then coming up, looking at your compass, and then realigning yourself so that you're going in the right direction. Again, where are your priorities? What's more important to you, being able to take care of yourself or having the coolest cell phone? Being able to send a text message or earning money so that you can send a text message with an unlimited plan that you're not worried about being able to pay for. Where are your priorities? Where are the things that are important? Where are the things that are going to help you grow, develop, and to become the person you are? Or are these just things that are fillers? Are these just things that look good but don't actually give you any substance? You know, are you going to be a person of character? Are you going to be a character? Are you going to create resources, or are you going to constantly create liabilities? Are you the type of person that's going to have something or never have anything? You know, are you going to be living with your mom and pop all your life, or are you going to take control of your life and do the things that you need to do so that you can take care of them and they don't take care of you? Again, please understand that we all have little issues. We all have little bumps in the road that we have to deal with. However, understand, too, that part of growing up and part of becoming the person that you are, be it that you're 18 or be it that you're 58, is a choice. It's a mindset. It's a pattern that you need to get on so that you can do what you need to do. You know, I recently talked to another young man that's going to be 50 years old. Actually, he is 50 years old. And this guy hasn't worked in over 20 years. Well, guess what, buddy? It's time to wake up. It's time to grow up. It's time for you to be in a position where you can do the things that you want to do and you can help people that you should be helping because they've already done their part for you. It's just really interesting when you see people and deal with people and when you see what their priorities are. Anyway, for all of you that think you have a style, I'm here to tell you now, you got no style. All you people that think that you're on top of the world, understand that most of us are 1, 2, 3 paychecks from being homeless. 1, 2, 3 paychecks from not having anything and nobody. Most of your friends are not your friends. They're just people that you know, and they happen to like some of the same music you like and eat at some of the same places. We need to find more people of character, and we need to also hang out with more people of character. Why? Because it's going to make us all better in the end. The world is about giving. The world isn't about taking. And givers gain. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, givers gain. So are you a giver or are you a taker? Are you gaining? Are you adding to the world or are you subtracting from the world? Fashion is nothing. Style is nothing. What are you contributing to the world that you live in? What factors and what gifts do you have that you should be sharing that you're not sharing? Anyway, Blog Talk, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and I hope that everybody got something out of what was said today. And if I hurt anybody's feelings, tough, it was probably something that you needed to hear. If you got value out of it, that's a beautiful thing, too, and I'm happy that I could share it with you. Again, fashion is a mindset. Let's work on your internal fashion. Let's work on developing your mind, your finances, your spirit. Let's work on making you a better person and getting you where you need to be so that you can help the next person. Let's get a mindset of each one, teach one, and then let's take that and run with it. And run as hard and as fast as we can for as long as we can. Because remember, you can help 1,000, but you can't count. With that said, Blog Talk, thank you very much for your time and your patience, and everybody have a beautiful day. Take care.